Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Losing my voice a little bit today, so bear with me. It is the 9th of January, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Apple has finally got around to releasing a new update for us against Spectra. You might notice today when you open up your iOS device or your Mac that you're going to have patches for those two security flaws. Now, of course, this all harks back to last week when security flaws were discovered, dubbed Spectra and Meltdown, and they actually originated from the chips made by Intel and ARM. So people over at Apple gathered around last Thursday and started to get their button gear, and finally, as of today, we've got some new security patches. So when this podcast is over, yes, go get your devices updated. It really needs to be done. Now, staying with security news and, of course, Intel, they've said that they will actually patch all the recent chips by the end of this month. Though they are promising about 90% of the processors affected by the Meltdown Spectra will actually see fixes this week. This, of course, was all announced on stage at CES. So basically, Intel kind of let everybody know about the elephant in the room and said they were doing something about it. There is a hitch, though, to having these updates from Intel. Some processors might have a 30% decrease in speed as a result of these fixes. Intel said they actually expect some may have a larger impact than others, saying they'll continue working with the industry to minimize the impact on those workloads over time. Guess you gotta take the good with the bad here. You wanna have speed and be vulnerable, or do you wanna make sure you're secure? I think I'll take the secure point. Staying with news from CES and Nokia, they have a new system called the Sleep System, which is kind of beneficial to them because that's kind of how they've been for how long. Although I gotta say, this thing's actually pretty cool. It's actually their newest health product, which kind of takes in the realm of other products that are out there, but it kind of makes them a little bit better. They're describing it as an advanced sensor that's built into your mattress pad. As you probably guessed, the data then will be synced to Nokia's Health Mate app, and it'll analyze you how you, sleep. Yes, I know, nothing really out of the ballpark here. The cool factor about this, though, is it will actually help you set up your lights and temperature, so it'll go up and down in the room once you're asleep, giving you a much more polished environment so you can relax. Though, remember, all of your lights, your thermostat, your blinds, all those sort of things, they gotta be Wi-Fi connected. Yeah, big point there you can't forget. Now, of course, like a lot of things at CES, nope, not available yet. Supposed to be shipping, though, in the first quarter of this year, and we'll set you back about $100. And finally, yes, we're still at CES and we're still with the odd stuff. Have you ever wanted your shopping experience, say, to be on the more, sniffly side? Well, with this prototype, it looks like that might be possible. You hear me say prototype, so yes, they're unveiling this at CES and we'll probably never ever be able to buy one. Nonetheless, though, this will definitely be helpful for, say, like food and drink retailers, where you want to go in and smell the product but don't actually have to physically be there anymore. This device is called the Sniffy Market. Terrible name, yes. And just like anything else in our world nowadays, it has a touchscreen and a camera, as well as a carousel that retailers will load with various scents into them. Once that happens, you can go by, touch the touchscreen, pick the product, and go, I want a cheeseburger now. Here's the other hitch, though, that's good for marketers. It actually will capture you, yes. It'll capture your expression to see how well you react to that scent. So if you kind of smell, say, a perfume and go, that perfume may not hit the market. But if your face looks delighted, McDonald's might be pushing out those new chicken nuggets for you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is our website for the podcast, blog. So much stuff going on over there right now. Fully loaded for this new year. You really should go check it out and see what you've been missing. We're on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter as well at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And heck, if you haven't done it already, that should be the first thing you should do in this 2018. Get on over and join our Slack room. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. It's a beautiful community, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. The news show will be back on Thursday. No, we won't have a Wednesday edition, but we will have a Thursday edition for you. We'll be getting caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. Probably a lot of CES in there, and probably a lot of stupid products, too. But until then, have a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.